Good morning and welcome to a Red River Radio Spotlight. I'm Bill Beckett, the program director for Red River Radio. And coming up this Tuesday, March 4th at 7:30 p.m. at the Angelina Arts Alliance, a classic drama that will lift your spirits. The Miracle Worker will be presented, and joining me this morning is Tracy Pinkerton, the executive director of the Angelina Arts Alliance, to talk a little bit about the show.
Good morning,
Tracy.
Bill.
Thanks for stopping by. So this story is the true life story of Helen Keller. Can you tell folks a little bit about her tale?
Well, of course, The Miracle Worker was written by William Gibson, and it's been around for a very long time, one of the classic American plays, and that's what Montana Repertory Theater kind of specializes in, exploring the great American stories that really penetrate the human experience, and that is certainly what The Miracle Worker is. It's a story of Helen Keller, her whole life with Annie Sullivan, her teacher, and learning how to sign, and of course she didn't speak, she didn't hear, and she didn't see. Yeah. So such an inspirational story.
Learning how to overcome from that adversity. One, you need a motivator behind you, and two, you need the willpower to go ahead and overcome.
Yeah, and she had the assistance of her teacher, Annie Sullivan. Mm-hmm.
Who was also blind.
Yeah.
You know? She was one of those people that overcame adversity because she learned a sign language. But she learned to teach it to a girl who had no ability to communicate with the outside world other than rage. And, Helen Keller went on to lead one of the most inspirational lives that I've ever read about. She stood on the stage with Eleanor Roosevelt, she lectured people about overcoming adversity, and she became a scholar.
Montana Rep said they are very excited to bring this to life on the stage because it is such an amazing story.
There's actually going to be, there'll be a performance in the evening of this, so bring your kids out to this, but there'll also be a school time performance as well.
They're doing a school time show, which I think is great. This is just the kind of story that kids need to see. And, when you bring something to the stage, it really impacts these kids. And this one is really geared towards junior high to high school age kids. It's a pretty compelling and, dramatic story. And so we're excited to bring it to the kids, bring this story to life for them.
Now, from here, we switch gears yet again to another performance, and that's in March, and that's Mandy Patinkin coming to your stage. Can you give folks a quick preview of what they can expect
for
that? Who's
Mandy Patinkin? Some people don't know who he is until they see
just
him.
Just watch The Princess Bride.
Yeah, they either watch The Princess Bride and they figure out who he is. Of course, he was also in Yentl. We had talked about that. And of course, he's a Broadway icon. He was the first Che in Evita, with Patti LuPone.
That's right,
So he has his roots in Broadway, and he's going to be singing. He's going to be bringing his show called Dress Casual, singing some Broadway and some pop music with Paul Ford on the piano.
Okay. So that's an exciting show. And he was also not only in Evita and Yentl and things like that, but he has taken on some serious dramatic roles as well over time as well. And he was in one of my favorite musicals, Sunday in the Afternoon in the Park with George.
With Bernadette Peters. Yeah, great play. And also he's, he's done a lot of television. He was on Chicago's Hope. He was on Criminal Minds. And now he's on a show called Homeland. So he's a good actor in his own right. His passion is music.
Yeah.
So this is what he loves to do. This is his outlet. He can sit in a TV stage all day long and do that, but this is what he loves to do. He loves to sing.
Well, Tracy, I want to thank you again for stopping by this morning.
Thanks for having me.
That was Tracy Pinkerton, the executive director of the Angelina Arts Alliance, and she was here to talk with me about The Miracle Worker. It's a true life story performed here by the Montana Repertory Theater, and it's going to take place this Tuesday night, March 4th at 7:30 p.m. at the Angelina Arts Alliance in Lufkin, Texas. You can find out more information by visiting their website, angelinaarts.org, or you can give them a call at 936-633-5454. You can also find links and information on our website at redriverradio.org. This has been a Red River Radio Spotlight, and for Red River Radio, I'm Bill Beckett.